It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
All right, y'all, help me welcome to the show, Ronnie.
Good morning, Ronnie. How are you? Ronnie.
Good morning. Good morning, Jen. Good morning, everybody. I am good, kind of, sort of. Maybe.
Kind of, sort of. Okay, well, all the friends are listening and ready to dial us up and give you some guidance for group therapy. 404-263-0941 is our number. If y'all have that locked and loaded, then listen in to what Ronnie needs help with today.
Yeah, I do. So you want me to go ahead and start?
Go for it.
Okay, well, you know, I've got this job. I've got this job in creative marketing. I love this job. I've had it for a few years now. And I'm a kind of quirky person with the way I dress because I'm very stylish. And we work in, I won't name the store for various reasons, but we work in a type of fashion environment. And I'm a type of fashionista myself. I'm a kind of quirky person. I love my ripped jeans. I love my, I wear 3-inch heels. I love leggings. I'm a quirky fashionista type of chick. So, okay. I guess the main thing is my main boss was transferred to a Dallas operation. And so we get this new guy in who's a little older, maybe a little more, I don't know what he is. But in any event, I get pulled to the side and say that I am not dressing professionally. Oh. And I'm like, I love this job. I make good money. I make this job good money. And everything is well, but now all of a sudden, I am not dressing professionally. I work in a creative market department. I've had guys come in and work in t-shirts and jeans, but you're getting on me saying that, you know, my leggings or my ripped jeans or my open-toed shoes. I mean, you know, I come in dressed like a young fashion chick because that's me. Why? I don't know what to do about this because I really love this job, but now here's the new my new manager telling me that I've got to dress better. I've got to dress professionally. And I don't think I'm dressing bad.
404-263-0941 is our number. See if you can help Ronnie out because it sounds to me like you're wondering if you should change yourself for this job. Because you've got to change in order to keep the job is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it does. And I don't see why that has to be.
Okay.
I really don't. I mean, I do my job well. People mm-hmm. like me. I love the people in my office. I love the people at my job. I just don't like the new manager.
Yeah.
Ronnie, did the new manager that pulled you to the side, did they say that you will get disciplined unless you start dressing more professionally?
He didn't say that, but he says that he felt it was inappropriate how I dress sometimes and that in order for me to... Well, I guess he did. In order for me to continue working in this company and building up the whatever, I don't, you know, at some point you just tune a person out. But
I like you, Ronnie. I would keep you.
Like, blah, 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 blah. I don't know, but he's made me feel like I have to change. I mean, I've never been pulled over to the side before, so he does make me feel like I have to change my style to continue working at the company or to move up in the company.
So, friends, what would you do if you were in Ronnie's situation? Do you change the way you dress? You change your fashion? You change who you are, essentially, in order to keep the job? Or do you start job hunting? You start looking elsewhere because this manager's made a situation that you can't live with. What would you do? 404-263-0941.
Ronnie, if I were to work in your office right now, would you stick out compared to your coworkers?
Oh, good question.
And there's the answer.
But that's important to her because her fashion is a reflection of who she is and a reflection of your personality, which we can tell you have a big personality. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ronnie, hang on. We're going to lean on the friends this morning to give you some guidance here. 404-263-0941. We'll be right back as group therapy continues with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Ronnie needs your help this morning. She is stylish and quirky, and she's got a new older boss right now who just pulled her aside and said she needs to dress more professionally. So, Ronnie, what's your question for all the friends listening this morning?
I mean, well, I guess should I take this person to HR? No, because I don't want to cause any ruffles. I don't want to cause any ruffles. But should I really? How do I handle this? Because my style is my style, and I work in creative marketing, and how I dress is part of my creativity. So should I really try to seriously talk to this person and let them know, no, I'm not going to change, or do I need to find a new job, which I really don't want to do?
It's a really good question. All right, 404-263-0941. Kim in Woodstock is here for some guidance. Hey, Kim.
Hey.
What you got?
I was just calling in to say that ripped jeans and leggings are not something that you should wear anywhere in the workplace, especially if there's a dress code. It could make the men look more at her and distract them from their job, and that's why they have a dress code.
Hold up. What did you just say?
Yes,
really?
You did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Sounds like my boss. Yes.
Wow. Okay, that is one perspective. Thank you so much, Kim. We got Francis in Buford also on the line. Thanks for calling Group Therapy, Francis.
Yes, good morning. Well, I have the same view. If your job, if you have to dress a certain way for the job, I think you have to follow policy because I'm a nurse and I have to wear a uniform. I don't like wearing uniform, but I have to wear a uniform. Otherwise, outside the job, you just dress like how you used to dress or how you love to dress. But when you come onto the workplace, I think you have to dress appropriately. So if that dress code doesn't match, you just have to go with the flow.
Thank you so much, Francis.
Let's go to Crystal in Norcross.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey. So my view on it is pull the boss aside and tell him, look, you had this conversation with me. What is it that you see unprofessional? Because I've always dressed this way. Obviously, if there was a dress code, you would have been following it. So obviously, there's nothing like super set in stone there. Mm-hmm. And just tell them, I've always dressed this way. I'd like to be able to be more professional for you, but still be able to have my creativity. What can we come up with as a compromise? Because they're going to be more open to that than you saying, well, if I have to change, I have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a compromise.
I think you're right. I think there's actually a lot more gray area there than we might expect.
Go to Ashley in Decatur. Thanks so much for calling Group Therapy.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey. I actually agree with the last caller. I think there is compromise. If you're wearing jeans with rips in them, for example, you could wear jeans without. Like, there's ways of getting around it. I've had bosses before where they're like, you can dress and be comfortable, but do it in a professional manner. There's ways to get around it.
And, you know, it's one of those things, I think, Ronnie, where policies change. I know it almost sounds unfair because this is how you've dressed for so long. But then you have new management come in, and this is the institute that they have. And so let's go to line 3, Ray in Atlanta. Thanks for calling Star 94.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. My biggest question is there dress code policy in the employee handbook? I mean, is there something black and white that you can go, hey, you know, this is allowed or this isn't allowed? And if it's not notated in the handbook, I would say it may be an HR issue at this point.
That's a really good question, Ray. So, Ronnie, is there like an employee handbook or a dress code policy that you could go look up?
I mean, we do have a handbook, but the thing about it is I've been dressing like this for the last couple of years with this job now. And again, I'm in creative marketing. So it's like people coming to the table and coming up with ideas for advertising. You have guys coming in with jeans and T-shirts. Mm-hmm. I'm not a power suit type of woman. I'm not a dress type of woman. That's, you know, I just don't understand why I'm being singled out for that. So there's not a dress code to say what you can't wear. Mm. No.
And you're right about being singled out.
Ronnie, I feel you. I'm not a power suit type of woman either. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa in Atlanta. Thanks for calling Jen and Friends.
Hey, Ronnie. I think what you should do is reach out to your old manager and have an offline discussion with her and say, hey, this is what I'm experiencing. You know, this guy's a lot more conservative. What do you think? And how should I handle it? Because you want to gain support internally. And if he's not addressing the guys and he's addressing you, you need to document it. Because you need to document it. And like I think some of the other ones said, there might be some compromise because you've got to work with this new manager. But I would reach out to your old manager and say, hey, give me a heads up. What's this guy like? How long is he going to be here?
you know, what I need to do. But you definitely don't need to change, and don't quit.
Oh,
never
wow.
quit.
I love her.
That
I love that.
So
I love her.
That
Thank
is
you.
Such good advice on getting an internal ally. Okay, yeah. I know we're running late, but let's get one more.
Okay, let's go to quickly Whitney and Smyrna.
Hey, Whitney. We
hey,
got to get your word on group therapy.
That is not good advice, last caller.
Uh-oh.
Listen, all supervisors are not created equal, okay? So you can't go back and call your other boss to ask about this boss, because at the end of the day, this is the one that's there. Go and read your policies, and if anybody, because your last boss probably didn't even agree with the policy either, so she just let everybody do what they want to do. So that's why I say all bosses aren't created equal. And you're really not in a position where you can be given ultimatums, because you're not the boss. Y'all aren't equals. And you're a fashionista, Ronnie. Like, you can find a way to wear jeans that aren't ripped and style it up. If you're a fashionista, then you can do that. I mean, there are ways to around it, but you need to read your policy, make sure that you're in line with the policy, and then dress the way you want to dress. As long as you're not out of scope of what the policy is saying that you can do, then there's no way for you to get in trouble for it. And people just make too big of a deal out of, like, I'm going to quit my job, or no, I'm going to do what I want to do. And that's not what life is about. You have to follow the policy. You have a good job. Just find another way to dress. If you're such a fashionista, you can do it, girl. Just change your outfit.
Wow. Thank you so much, Whitney. Thank you. Ronnie, you've got a lot to think about here. Did this help?
Yeah, actually it did. Actually it did, but I okay. feel like the other caller. I don't know.
I like everybody that agrees with me too. I'm right there with you.